This is Radio Nepal. I'm T. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Teachers' peaceful protests continue in Kathmandu since a week, demanding School Education Act. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli assures to address teachers' genuine demands, calls hesitating teachers for dialogue. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane sent to Rupandehi District Prison amid cooperative fund misappropriation allegations. Transport Ministry prepares to ban operation of vehicles failing to meet standards. And Myanmar fighting continues despite post-earthquake ceasefires. Now the news in detail. The peaceful protests of teachers are continuing in the federal capital, Kathmandu, since a week, demanding a student and teachers-friendly education act. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the teachers don't have to sit on the streets for protest, ensuring that their genuine demands will be addressed by the government through dialogue. Addressing the inaugural session of the first series of Himalayan Dialogue organized by the Foreign Affairs Media in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli called teachers for dialogue, calling up their street protest. On a different note, Prime Minister Oli said that it would be an utter dishonesty to breach constitutional norms even after taking oath as per the same constitution. Referring to the monarchist, Prime Minister Oli said that defeated feudal practices could not be restored again. He added that Nepal was lagging behind in development due to past feudalistic rule. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that a process has been forwarded to ensure drinking water to people living in Tharan. During a meeting with a delegation comprising Mayor of Dharan Submetropolis, Harkaraj Roy, at his office in Singhadarbar today, Prime Minister Oli said that the federal government shall make necessary arrangements on the issues, including budget for the same. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane has been sent to the district prison of Rupandehi today. The former Home Minister was presented to the District Court Rupandehi this morning and sent to the prison following the completion of necessary proceedings. Prior to this, Lamichhane had remained in the custody of the District Police Office Rupandehi for 2 days. Lamichhane was taken under control from Kathmandu on Friday night and taken to Bhairahawa on Saturday morning. It was decided to send him to the confinement after the Tulsipur High Court overturned the District Court Rupandehi's verdict to set him free on bail of 10 million rupees. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Lamichhane faces charges of the misappropriation of the cooperative funds. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal has said that the operation of vehicles not meeting the standards will be banned. In a discussion with transport entrepreneurs and workers at the ministry today, he said coordination would be also established with the Home Ministry to stop the operation of vehicles flouting the rules and standards. Likewise, the transport minister added that the alternative routes and diversion management will also be given priority to prevent obstruction of vehicles at the construction sites. 2 individuals are reportedly missing in an avalanche occurred between the camp 2nd and 3rd of the Annapurna Peak. According to 7 Summit Trekking Agency's proprietor Nyingma Sherpa, missing individuals have been identified as Rima Sherpa and Nima Tashi Sherpa from Solokhumbu. They have been missing since this morning. The CPN Mao Center has urged the government to immediately issue the School Education Act based on the agreement reached with the Nepal Teachers Federation in the past. Issuing a press release today, CPN Mao Center Vice Chair and Spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkowda urged the government to create teaching learning environment by issuing the act through a special session of parliament or other means. The CPN Mao Center has also drawn the attention of the government to issue the acts related to the civil service, education, health and police, and to emphasize on their implementation. Nepal Rashtra Bank Senior Deputy Governor Nilam Dhangana has been assigned as the Acting Governor. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podil assigned Dungana as the acting governor after the recommendation committee formed for the appointment of the governor of the central bank delayed the recommendation process. A three-member committee comprising former governor Bijaynath Bhattarai and economist Bishnu Podil has been formed under the coordination of Finance Minister Podil to recommend the appointment of the governor. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Asterisk 14 hash, yehi ho upay.
Har ek team ko lagi sabai pack, yehi paye. Jahan jahan connected rahas, internet ma sab kar dus.
Data, voice, SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Minister of State for Forest and Environment Rupa Biki has said that the Sagarmatha Sambat, a multi-stakeholder dialogue that Nepal will be hosting for the first time, is a global initiative towards the mitigation of climate crisis. Speaking at a pre-Sagarmatha dialogue program organized by the International Relations and Global Diplomacy Dialogue in collaboration with the government, she said that the event scheduled on the 16th and 18th of May is targeted at those communities who are contributing to the least carbon emission. Pema Yamso, Director General of ISIMON, said that the dialogue will be centered on what we could contribute to the nature with the highlights of climate change concerns in the Himalayan region. Former Finance Secretary Madhu Marasini said that the Sagarmatha Sambad will be a significant forum for Nepal for international discussions on the issues of climate change. Similarly, climate change expert Dr. Popular Gentle proposed to form a standing team to hold dialogues on the climate change issues in the international forums. IRGDD chair and former ambassador Sarmila Prajuli said that the pre-Sambad Sagarmatha Sambad rather will be continued as a series, and submissions from the events will be handed to the Sagarmatha Sambad Secretariat. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Fighting has been reported in Myanmar despite the military junta and a rebel group alliance announcing temporary ceasefires to support earthquake relief, the BBC reports. According to reports received by the UN Human Rights Office, as of Friday, the military had carried out at least 14 attacks since the ceasefire. The military accused two rebel groups in the alliance that declared a ceasefire of carrying out attacks. One group said fighting broke out in response to offensives by the military. More than 50 countries are directly contacted the White House to initiate trade talks following U.S. President Donald Trump's imposition of wide-ranging punitive tariffs. According to Al Jazeera, the tariffs, which caused a nearly $6 trillion drop in the U.S. stock values last week and battered its global markets, have drawn worldwide attention and sparked fears of potential economic downturn. But the Trump administration has downplayed that the potential further catastrophic economic fallout. In a series of Sunday morning talk show interviews, Trump's top economic advisor defended the tariffs, describing them as a strategic move to strengthen the U.S. position in global trade. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Teachers' peaceful protests continue in Kathmandu since a week demanding School Education Act. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli assures to address teachers' genuine demands, calls agitating teachers for dialogue. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani sent to Rupandehi District Prison amid cooperative fund misappropriation allegations. Transport Ministry prepares to ban operation of vehicles failing to meet standards. And Myanmar fighting continues despite post-earthquake ceasefires. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.